Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Oh, would you please shut up? Enough! Down! Come on, down, boy! Down! Anyway, I'm sorry. It's time for the Entertainment Report. Here is Christina Stoffo. Down!
All right, Ed, who doesn't love a story about a celeb adopting a dog? Well, James Vanderbeek recently adopted a Chihuahua mix from an L.A. pound and actually had to go into a bidding war with another woman who had her heart set on the little guy. They both had seen the dog at a charity event called Wolfstock and were both told to go to the shelter the following week to finalize the paperwork. Wouldn't you know it, Vanderbeek and the other woman both showed up at the same time and were told to write down an adoption bid on a piece of paper. Whoever bid the highest amount would get the dog. Well, Vanderbeek won, and he is now a hero in the eyes of his two very adorable children. Justin Bieber and Kevin Hart played a match of tennis for a charity event. From this event, the world has learned that Hart can't play tennis, neither can Bieber. What is Bieber good at, though? Making a very awkward face in pictures that looks like maybe he's straining or very confused.
Huh?
Possibly both. Anyway, the charity event was actually really great, and it was the 11th annual Desert Smash in La Quinta, Florida, to raise money for college scholarships for those who have survived cancer. On May 4th, HBO will be airing a documentary on Kurt Cobain called Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck. The documentary was directed by Brett Morgan and will feature many sides of the life of Kurt Cobain, including home videos, artwork, his journals, songbooks, and more. You'll even get to hear some unreleased music. And the soundtrack, it's said to include a 12-minute acoustic track. Cobain's daughter, Frances Bean Cobain, is the executive producer for this film. And Ed, just in case you haven't set your DVR yet, I mean, I don't even know why you wouldn't.
I forgot how.
But Game of Thrones Season 5 starts on April 12th. With this week's Entertainment Update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
Yes. It is forefront in my mind. You know how prisoners in their jail cell, they'll get a hold of a calendar and they'll cross the days off with X's? The days of their sentence, how many days are left until freedom? I've been doing that with Game of Thrones. I didn't need the calendar. I've actually spray-painted a calendar on my bedroom wall, and I get up every morning and psht, psht, one day closer to Game of Thrones. And as always, Christina, we'll be back next week. Have you ever really thought about where your money is being spent? The money that's taken out of your paycheck every 2 weeks. You know, for federal taxes, state taxes, local taxes. The tax you pay for sales tax when you go and buy things. The tax you pay for gasoline tax when you fill up the car. There are taxes upon taxes upon taxes. Have you ever really wondered where that money goes? Yeah, some of it goes to some good stuff. Some of it, a lot of it, goes to a lot of ridiculous things. And we have some of them today. Let's see. The first one, and you'll get an idea as to where we're headed as soon as you hear the name of the project. The Duck Penis Grant. Yes, that is what I just said. Now, this is how the government described what the Duck Penis Grant is or was. Quote, "The project examined how reproductive morphology covaries with season, age, and social environment in a diverse sample of duck species that differ in ecology, territoriality, and breeding system." What? As part of the stimulus, and isn't that quite the interesting word to use here, Yale University was awarded a grant for just shy of $385,000 to study duck genitalia and its plasticity. Why? It helped us better understand evolution, but the study was the subject of a great deal of scrutiny, as many considered this to be a waste of taxpayer money. Really? $385,000 to take a look at a duck situation and see how it moves around? Why? And what does this prove about evolution? Do you think that we could take some federal money and hand it to a university and have them do a religious study of some sort? Oh, of course not. But we're doing it for evolution, so we need to know how the duck's been getting things done for the past several million years. And you and I are paying for it. Here's an issue, too. You know, I wonder how much it is to go to Yale University. Oh, it's probably close to $100,000 a year, I would imagine. Why can't Yale University pay for their own duck porn? There's a question for you. The next one, census in the spotlight. These are ridiculous things the government spends our money on. Simply put, they ran commercials promoting the census on the Super Bowl. Do you know how much money it is to advertise in the Super Bowl? Usually about $2.5 million for a 60-second spot. And that's going up every single year. Hi, we're the U.S. Census folks, and we're going to be knocking on your door. So we want to give you a heads up so you won't answer the door, and so all the numbers will be skewed anyway. The census? Do we still really need the census in this day and age of computerization? Do you remember the spotlight that was put on the census? They hire tons and tons of people, and they send them out to go door to door, almost as if it's 1957. Knock, 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 knock. Hello there. I'd like to know how many people you have living here. The guy tells you three. He had 22 people hiding in the basement, though. You're not going to find that out. But we get the number. What do those numbers mean? They don't really mean much, because how accurate can they really be at this point? So the census is spending $2.5 million. Here's another one, too. In New Jersey, for the longest time, the teachers union, the New Jersey Education Association, used to display their name on these massive billboards near Newark Airport, which is only about maybe 5 miles outside New York City. Why is a teachers organization advertising? We are the people who teach your kids. So what? We know that. So why do you have to spend money to tell us that you teach our kids? Are we that stupid? Do we all need to be taught that? I don't know. And again, it is a complete waste of money. The next one, cows, anyone? $700,000. That's how much grant money researchers at the University of New Hampshire, here we go again with these federally funded studies for colleges, received a few years back to study cow gas. Cows emit most of their methane through belching, only a small fraction from flatulence, said project investigator Ruth Varner to ABC News. Oh, that must have been a fun night on World News Tonight or whatever they're calling it now. Here's Ruth Varner to explain why we're studying cows cutting the cheese. Back to you, Diane. I guess that was when Diane Sawyer was still the anchor. I don't know. Do you even know the guy's name that anchors it now? Is it David Muir? Anybody? See, nobody knows. We all know who Brian Williams is, though. Why does this matter in the least about the cows and their passing of gas? According to Time, animal gas can have a real environmental impact. Though carbon dioxide is the first gas that comes to mind when we think of greenhouse emissions, pound-for-pound methane is more than 20 times more powerful in terms of its global warming potential. Ah, here we go. Methane doesn't linger in the atmosphere quite as long as CO2, and it's not produced industrially in anywhere near the same quantity. But it does its damage all the same, and livestock toots out a surprisingly large share of it. The next one, the Romance Project. An especially odd bill the government had this past year was the popular Romance Project. With a cost of just shy of $1 million since 2010, the primary focus of the project is a website that will take, quote, love and its story seriously, wherever they may be found. The popular Romance Project will spark a lively, thoughtful conversation between fans, authors, scholars, and the general public about the writing, production, and consumption of popular romance, including its history and transformation in the digital age, unquote, reads the Waste Book. The website also has a mobile version and other programs, including the in-progress documentary Love Between the Covers, are also part of the Romance Project. So we're throwing all kinds of money at things that pretty much have the same social value as those tawdry little romance novels you can get for $2 at a drugstore. The next one, shrimp fitness. Shrimp are delicious. They're great in pastas, salads, or even by themselves. They sure make a heck of a cocktail. Have you ever wondered if shrimp that are in shape taste better? Can you imagine your shrimp getting up and running on a little tiny treadmill? Well, you don't have to imagine, because it has happened already. All kidding aside, a few years ago, the College of Charleston in South Carolina received more than $500,000 in grant money to study the difference in endurance between healthy shrimp and those that were exposed to various illnesses and bacteria. Is there a method to the madness? Apparently, researchers take the crustacean's vital signs after they run on the treadmill. How tiny must that blood pressure cuff be? And how do you get them to sit still?
I'm sorry, sir, sir, could you please sit, sir, let's just get this over with, sir.
It acts as a sort of a stress test. The research helps us to determine the impact various conditions have on the marine life that we need.
And if we find that the shrimp is a little bit stressed out, maybe a little hypertension, what do we do? Do we put the shrimp on a low-level blood pressure medication? Do we prescribe a certain diet? Do we follow the shrimp? Do we hire scuba divers to follow each individual shrimp around to make sure that he or she or it, whatever you want to do, is taking their medication, is doing the right things, living a healthier life, making proper food choices when being returned to the wild and, of course, into the water? Because these things are important. Because these are the things that shape our society. And these are the things, not poverty, not schools that are falling down. No, not bridges that are falling down that were built back in 1892 and you're still driving over every day. No, but we need to make sure that shrimp are being properly fed and being properly cared for. And if you are not in favor of that, you are not a good American. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.